You have to read the rest of the Benayona, which I think is very important. But because it's also was bothering me, I'm thinking about the difference between the Alam Nichya. Why would you say benching Birkas HaMazon does not cover Alam Nichya? Right? And what does it mean that the dates are... Well, it doesn't say you saw it. I mean, it's just... Things didn't seem to be gelling. But take a look at the end of Rabbeinu Yonah, so he says a funny thing. He says, Va'od omrim Rabbeinu Tzofas, Zal. Right? Shafil lo omar el birkas hazon. Dein al yayin. Dein al tamorim yotzo. So, they said another thing. That what? That even if you only said the first bracha of birkas hamazon, the first of the three, that's enough. Yafapi she'ein bo ela me'ein hazon dovat. Even though it only has hazon, right? I don't know if it goes to me'ein, but it only has hazon. In other words, it's only like the bracha that you were chayev in the first part. You were chayev in a bracha of ala gefen. Right, ala peros. Okay, that's me'ein shalosh. Call it me'ein shalosh, because there's the three themes of the birkas hamazon in a condensed in one bracha, right, one long bracha. But it has the three themes. So you really chayiv in a bracha with all three themes, correct? And now you're only saying one. You're saying the full version of one. Right? So that's a chiddush. So they're saying you still putter. Why? And even though it only has hazon, it would birkas ala eight, yesh b'main shalosh. Right? So it's a little bit paradoxical what they're saying. Now, is it going to say, Jeremy, you look confused.
No, I'm
not. Okay. If you're going to, you're confused.
Yeah. You don't
I knew they're coming from somewhere. In other words, it's a very interesting thing. You have Birkas HaMazon, right? Birkas HaMazon, that's the paradigm. That's the bracha from the Torah, Midoraisa. And that has, now from that we have a condensed version, a condensed form for Ala Michya and Ala Peros and Ala Gefer. Okay? Now we're saying that when you chayev in the condensed form, you'll be yotze if you say the full form. Right? But the question is, why are you yotze? Why are you yotze? Okay? There's a, I think there's a, I saw a permeable, maybe it was in the Benyana, by the other Suya, Mem. That I think like the Rashbam wants to say in Tzachim, he quotes someone, I saw someone quote Rashbam in Tzachim, that the reason why you're Yotze is because you're just saying the full form of the condensed version. In other words, you're just expanding each element. So it's like a Kal V'Chomer, right? But Tosis rejects that. Because then he said it would work on Mizonos, but he holds it doesn't. But you see over here, he's also rejecting that. Because if it was just that you're really chayiv in the me'ein shalosh, but you yotze the me'ein shalosh by elaborating on each theme, then you should only be yotze if you said three brachas of birkas hamazon.
Because you have to hit one.
Yeah, all you said was one. He's saying he's still yotze.
He said the first bracha and then he just stopped.
That's right. He said the first bracha and then he realized what he did and he stopped.
Should he have continued?
No. Shouldn't continue. He yotze. But you see that what? That how are you being yotze? You're being yotze in a different way. You're being yotze in a slightly different way. It's not like you're yotze the ala michya by saying it in its full form. Right? Because then you would have to say all three brachos. correct? So why are you Yotzei? So he says, Kevan demitam shehim mazon aminan sheyotza. Afilu lo omar ela birkas hazon dovad maspik v'yotza. So why are you Yotzei? Because they're mazon. Yotzei because they're mazon. He's not learning like this, like we were saying yesterday. It's wrong, what we were saying yesterday. It has nothing to do with soid. He just holds that soid is a soid. If it's soid, it's also as an idea of mazon. But he's basically saying tamarim and yayin are mazon. They're mazon. They have the idea of mazon in them. So therefore, you can say birkas hazon. Birkas hazon. It's not like we were saying yesterday. Yesterday we were saying it's an idea of the state of the gavra is soyed, but that puts you in a certain state that you can be mashabeach in general. But over here he's saying no, it's different. He's saying that you can be mevarech directly. You can be mevarech somewhat in a general sense, but since it's mazon, it will relate to it.
What's in other words, huh? What's mazon?
Mazon is a sustaining type of food. It's life sustaining.
We were saying it's not the entity itself; it's the state that he's in.
That's correct. He's saying it is on the entity, but you can have certain very nourishing. I don't know exactly the shear that type of thing, but it's a good question how he's defining mazon over here, because we were saying yain is not really like mazon like that. Yain is soyed. But he's saying soyed means mazon too. If it's soyed, it must also be mazon.
But a tamar is mazon without being soyed?
That's right. Because the Gemara says tamar are mazon zaini. But let's leave the facts for a minute of how each one is mazon aside. I don't know if I can answer those questions. But what he's saying is this. He's saying that it's true you're chayiv particular bracha, right, of ala peros or ala gefen, and that bracha has a tzura. It's one bracha, main shalosh. You can't just say one. You can't just start ala peros and then be Messiah, right? But that's if you make the bracha in the particular form. But if you say it in its general form, then all you need is the first bracha of hazon, right? It would be similar to like in a similar kind of a sense. It would be like making a shahakol on a barbriates. You'd be yotzei because you referred to it in a general sense. Apparently, a carrot is not even considered mazon in the general sense. But as long as the thing is considered mazon, right? Even though you are chayev the particular shevach of ala peros or ala gefen, you're yotzei once you make a bracha of mazon. Yeah.
Are we not saying? I mean, I know this was a component of what we were saying yesterday, but it seemed like this is just came from the words of Rabbi Yonah that Negra din. It should have been that there was that you say birkas hamazon on these things, and he did say that outright, right?
Yes.
We're still saying that's true, right? I mean, we have to. Maybe can you explain how that fits into what you're saying? That Meikar Din, he said, I think.
Because they're Muslim.
Right, so you're saying because they're Muslim, it should have been that you say full breakers are Muslim, but for some reason, it's limited.
That's a good question. What did he mean when he said Meikar Din? I mean, at this point, did he mean Meikar Din, you should say all three brachos? Or did he mean Meikar Din?
One bracha.
Not a star, but one bracha.
Seems like all three, right?
What's the lush of the Gemara? It says, what's the lush of the Gemara? Navrach? What is it going to say? Navrach alay shalosh brachos. Gemara is explicit. But
this is also Kimo Alapas, he says himself.
Right. That would be in the Lechatchila sense. In the Lechatchila sense, you never have, if there is Birkas Hamazon Lechatchila, for some reason, it has to have all three.
Right.
But now he's saying, that's not its bracha. Its bracha is not Birkas Hamazon. So you don't have the full Surah of all three brachos. Now you're just saying I'm Yotzei b'di'evet.
Right.
So as long as I did the minimal, I'm Yotzei b'di'evet.
Right, so how does that work? You can just be, I mean, aren't the three brachos, isn't that like, it doesn't create like an idea, shame, or some other that all of them are required? Like, how does it work that you can just get away with saying just hazam?
Apparently, when you chayev in Birkos HaMazon, then you chayev in the Shevach on the food, on Eretz Yisrael, on the Mikdash. But that's part of, if it's a true chayev Birkos HaMazon, that's what you're going to be chayev. You chayev on a full Shevach of Eretz Yisrael too. But if you're not chayev on that, he's saying it still is a fact that this is a separate bracha, and this bracha is a Shevach HaMazon. And it was Mazon that I ate. So I did my Shevach on Mazon. Now you can't go further because I'm not chayev in the full course of Shevach of Eretz Yisrael.
Hazan not as the first of the three, but just as its own thing.
That's right. Since, no, you can't take Alam Michi and break it up into three entities because it is one bracha. But Birkas and Mazon do have three separate brachas. I mean, the Gemara says they were misakin one after the other. There is an entity of... You can't say I didn't say the full bracha of Birkas Hazan because I didn't go on to know the bracha. So it's true I wasn't chayev to do, I wasn't supposed to do that, but did I in fact say a shevach on mazon? Did I eat mazon and say a shevach on mazon? Yes. It sort of removed my chiyuv of shevach in a bidiyev way, because I can't give two shvach, I can't be mashabeach twice. It's like if a guy said a shachol on lechem. Yeah.
So whatever causes you to say Birkos Haaretz and Yerushalayim when you actually eat bread just isn't present in this situation when you eat, when you drink wine, and you...
That's right.
So what is it that causes those? It's just the chiyuv is, I mean, your chiyuv to bench is what causes you to have to say the brachos of the Aretz and Yerushalayim?
Well, that's the Torah. It's the pasuk. It's all the brachos.
No, I know. So, but in this situation, it's Mazon also. So why isn't whatever factor was present by normal case?
That's a question. That's a question of how what the Gemara means. Kviyas makes you chayiv in the full thing, right?
I mean, that's probably part of the same question, I guess. I mean, that's... I mean, that's one question, I guess, is why is it only the chachila you should have benched on these things, but when they're koveya, you're not? You know, why were they not koveya that you make a berakos hamazon on wine? And then once...
Well, the facts are this. Maybe we could just clarify this. No, the facts are that if you're chayav in... If you have a chayav l'chachila on berakos hamazon, that means three brachos.
Right, three brachos. No, so I'm just saying, so why were they not koveya that way? It's a separate,
oh, so that's
a separate question.
That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara thought as long as it's mazon, the Gemara thought over here that this level of mazon and suda is going to be mechayev in the full thing.
Right.
Right? So the Gemara says, no, the kvius is not present to be mechayev in the full thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's just saying, how is the kvius affected, I guess, is a separate question we haven't dealt with.
That's still the same question we have for
right.
this thing.
Right, right.
But I'm saying, why you yotze?
Right, no, right. But
so let me just finish up. So right now, so you yotze because it is mazon. You yotze because it is mazon. Correct? Correct?
Yeah.
Josh, you with me?
No.
It is mazon.
Yeah.
And you did say a bracha of mazon. So, and apparently you're not chayav in mentioning the other two. The only reason the other two are there is because when they make the me'ain, they make the me'ain modeled after the full. But your chiyuv is not on Eretz and Yerushalayim. It's interesting.
So what creates, when I regularly
when they make a condensed version, Birkos, the first bracha doesn't exist as a paradigm on its own. So when they make a model, they have to make a model of all three.
I understand why in May and Shalosh, you definitely have to say all three, because that's one, you know, it's one entity and they're modeling off all three. So, but originally, in the regular chiyuv, I eat bread and I bench. So I have to say all three.
Right.
So just, and... Here I'm having mazon, so right. But I only have, and the first one is the bracha on the mazon, and that's enough.
But I'm not chayev in that full bracha on the mazon. I'm only chayev on the main shalosh.
Right, correct.
So there is no chayev on the Eretz at all. There's no chayev on Eretz Yisrael.
There's no chayev on the theme of Eretz Yisrael.
That's right. That's what he's saying.
There's just a chayev on the theme of mazon.
That's right.
And the only way you can get that is
the only
via
thing is when
main
they make the condensed bracha.
They have to include all three.
They have to model it after. You can't model it after a fragment of it.
So whatever's mechayev, whatever it is about the kviyas, it's mechayev you to say Birkos HaMazon. That's also mechayev you in the other two brachos, apparently.
That is what Birkos HaMazon is.
Right.
That's what Birkos HaMazon is.
But you know, I'm saying originally, Meikar didn't lechachila. When you would have said Birkos HaMazon on wine, that would have been all three brachos.
The Havamina.
Right, in the Havamina.
Correct.
You would have said all three brachos on wine. So in the end, though, whatever is Mechayev you in saying the Birkos HaMazon only on Pas, also is machayev you in only the, all three of those brachos only on paras. Right, the kviyas.
Kviyas is required for to extend to Eretz Yisrael and Mikdash ground.
Right. That's also, I don't know how. I'm just.
We don't
know
how.
But that seems to be the case. I'm just saying. Okay.
That's still the same problem from the other day. What the kviyas does. But hold on. But the point is, the chiyav is just to be mishabach on the muzzle that you ate. Right?
Okay, yeah.
I feel like we're missing something. I feel like we're not fully communicating.
I think I got it now.
But when they make the condensed bracha, of course they're going to model it after the full Birkas HaMazon. But the chiyav is really only on the muzzle. So if you said the full first bracha of Al HaMazon, Hazanas HaKol,
right?
You have sort of done a roundabout, undermined the whole chiyav in a backhand kind of, in a roundabout kind of a way. You removed the whole chiyav because you were mishabeach on the muzzle.
So the whole point was to be mishabeach on the muzzle for these things, though. Why would they condense it as opposed to just saying, say the first bracha of benching?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That there is no entity. The first bracha of benching is not an entity l'chatchiva.
Uh-huh.
It's a part. And they don't want to model it. They can't just say, make that first bracha, because that would give the impression that that's a thing on its own. It's not. It's part of a Seder. And they don't want to condense even one bracha. They have to treat the Birkas. They don't want to break up the Birkas of Muslim to view it like three separate.
Even without condensing it, they couldn't
even
have it.
Even without condensing it, they wouldn't tell you to do it. But right, so therefore, over here, he was Yotze his chiyav of being Mashabeach on Mazon. He was Yotze his chiyav of being Mashabeach on Mazon. And that's why he stops at Birkas Hazan. It's interesting, the Rosh, though, says if you weren't Messiah, Hazan HaSakol, you just said Baruch Ato Hashem, then you should continue to get in the other two elements. You still should be Mashabeach in the other two elements. It's interesting. But that's not an independent chiyav. It's not an independent chiyav.
Which was your kavala? You said Baruch Hashem with.
You were going to end Birkas. You were going to end the first bracha. You started out saying Birkas HaMazon.
Right.
And then you realized that you should have said Al Gefen.
So you still have in mind a Birkas HaMazon, like on Mazon. It just you're adding other stuff.
So you haven't gotten into the text yet, so you just switch.
Have you been signing for then?
Same like this. It's in that first pair. In the first pair. It's on the Vavon Beis.
What
was
it?
Vavon Beis in Rush. He says near the end of Yudalek. He says. The thing here, he says, the daf in saim a brocha, brocha to hazonas akol, brocha to Hashem hazonas akol. Di'ef shel varech acharos, el brocha achas. You can't. It's impossible. It's funny. The lush is a little bit funny, but you can say you can only make one brocha. You can't add on to that brocha afterwards. Avalim omar kol nusach a brocha ad brocha to Hashem hazon v'lo chasom. Yaskil v'al shen chalto lavaseinu eretz tem d'tov v'rochova v'yisayim birkos v'rocham ein shalosh. Masha omar nusach birkos hazon hu b'mokom ala eitz v'al priya eitz.
So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, so you do the whole thing, you're about to be chosim, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you say ala eitz v'al priya eitz, and then do you say Baruch Atah Hashem again at the end?
No. You turn it into the... Oh yeah, you mean you make that one into like one long bracha?
It's funny. Like the chasima is a bracha.
Then that's like
itself.
A chasima, no, which itself has a chasima.
Oh, you mean how are you going to?
Yeah,
how are you gonna,
that's what I'm asking.
What do you include
with? A chasima with a chasima.
You started out, do all the things with Hashem, right? And then you wind up, you say, Baruch, no, maybe it's just Ad Baruch Atah Hashem Hazan. You didn't get to it.
So you just say Al Mechiv Al Kalkala. You
right,
start Al Baal Shen Chalda. He says you start with.
Right.
Okay.
You know, you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem at all.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. You didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem at all. You got up. You were just about to say Baruch Atah Hashem. Now you can just add on. Because it has to be one brach. So he's saying he's interesting thing. It's interesting. He's saying there is a chiyuv It's interesting that you're saying there is a chiyuv to mention the other things, but only with the bracha of, but it's only
as main sholosh.
It's only as a main sholosh, and it's only correct. It's only, it's an interesting thing. It's only with your chiyuv of being mavarich on the mazon. But once you finish that bracha, you completely dispensed of your chiyuv of being mavarich on the mazon, and now it's not independent chiyuvim to keep going with Eretz and the other ones. It's an interesting thing.
I mean, even though he also didn't mention those things, he still wouldn't say make a whole berachas hamazon.
That's right. Because you did one full bracha. You only had a chiyuv of one bracha here. Ein el bracha achas. And you now completely removed your chiyuv to be mevarech on mazon. So now it's just like anybody who has no chiyuv to be mevarech on mazon. You don't just go ahead and make brachas on Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting thing.
It's like with the hazan. You have like you need a certain chatz of shemach, so to speak. And you achieve that. But b'diavad, you achieve that. That's it. So you're putter, and so that's it.
That's right.
That's interesting.
But 1 second. But let me ask you one question here. Why then? How do you differentiate this from Alamithio?
Yeah.
Right. How can you simultaneously hold now that if you had a chiyuv to be mevarich on tamarim or yayin, they're mazon, so you'll be yotze if you said the first bracha of birkas hamazon, and say simultaneously that if you ate cake, right, you will not be yotze if you accidentally will mevarech birkas hamazon.
Because the chiyuv is the same, you wait
for the child. Right, and it's definitely mazon. I mean, tamarim is definitely mazon. I mean, if tamarim is mazon. Something you say, Boris Minim is Onos, is definitely Muslim. So what's there's only one answer to that question. There's only one answer to that question. There's only one way to answer that question.
You can't use
that's what Tosos told. Tosos, if you ate cake and you accidentally did Birkas HaMazon, not Yotze. You must go back and say Alam Yechiv. It's a machlokas in the postcard. Machlokas in the Rishon. The Mechaber paskins that way. Bishop Brewer brings down other lessons. A lot of other sheets hold the other way. But apparently, you go to the Yevon. But or it's a suffix, and I can go back. As long as you don't hold Al Nechiyot Daraisa, it's another question. Al Nechiyot Daraisa. But
oh boy,
Shivaminim. But yeah, there's only one way you can answer this question, I think.
I have a very clear idea, but I have a thought maybe. That all these other things aren't really in the realm of bread, so it's okay to say Birkas HaMazon on them. Here, once it's in the realm of the Heimine Dagon, so you have to distinguish it from bread specifically, so you have to limit it. If you go further, then you're already equivocating too much. It's not clear, just like a direction.
Right. It's definitely true, I think. It definitely is because I think the reason is like this. It's a cute, logical answer, I think. Am I thinking about it tomorrow? I'll tell you what I think. That these other things, the peiros and the gef and the yayin, you were supposed to be mevarech on them specifically, right? And the birkas hamazon is a sidestep. It's an under, it undercuts, because you're referring to them generally. Okay? You're referring to them generally. But if you eat mazonos, then the bracha of mazon is the specific bracha. But it's the wrong specific bracha. Birkas hamazon. In other words, when you have two ways of referring to the same thing, one in the specific ala gefen and one in the generic ala mazon, so then it will substitute. It will remove your chiyuv in a more general sense as opposed to the specific sense that you should have done. Right? But if you have mizonos, right, ala michya and Hazanas HaKol are two brachos on the specific of mazon. So now you just have the wrong specific. that's no good. You know what I'm saying?
How is it not generic? How is that still specific?
Once,
because they're Muslim. That's what it is. That is the specific. The specific here is Muslim. You're not making a bracha on payros. You're making the bracha on Muzon. So it says, if you were supposed to make a bracha on payros, that's like you're supposed to say boy pre-eats, and you made the bracha on Muzon, it's like saying a shahakal. Right? But if you had Muzon, and now you'll say there are two specific brachos on Muzon. One is the long one, and one is the short one. And Chazal said, you must use this specific, then that negates the other specific. A specific doesn't negate a general. You understand? But a specific negates the other specific.
But even though, how do we differentiate again between the Muzon of like Shemarim and Yain and the Mizonos? Like,
apparently those are Mez and Zaini, but they're not Iker. Their Iker is not Muzon. Mizonos, the Iker. Ala Michya. I mean, that is sustaining. It's a good question, these degrees. I mean, how Chazal are drawing these lines. I mean, on a cake is, I mean, I guess you shouldn't say cake, but in, you know, a staple like porridge, right, is that's a michya, a kalkola. That's a support. It's a life-sustaining support. Did Max disappear? That's a life-sustaining support. Right, tamarim apparently are not michiva kalkola, but they are mezon zaini. They will, in a pinch, I guess, pull you through, like a power bar. Right, the energy. You need a boost. Take a date, but or drink a wine. But a carrot is purely that's futile. It'll replenish, but it's not a full mithya. It partakes of it. Now, there are things that are the ikar of sustaining, things that can function for sustaining, and things that partake of that realm. That's Zion in reverse order. Zion, Muzon and Pas. Can you keep the order backwards now?
All
right. No, go ahead.
Can you just explain again the basic idea of how you're not high in Birkas Muzon, but you're still yielding?
Also, first brach of Hazan has general components. It's an elaboration of your question. It's an add-on. Yeah, I'm trying to clarify it. It's like, could you explain the general thing? In the brach of Hazan, you said there's a general component and there's a
the first brach really does it. The whole brach is general.
Hazan is a goal.
I mean, the text is Muzon. Azan's olam kula b'kod. Azan's olam kula b'tuva b'chein. Because Rav Avraham saying lechem chabasar. I mean, but it's talking about really sustaining things.
So how is it that it misses the heiminim? It's so general.
Oh, because that is what the heiminim are. They are a mazon. But Chazal said this is the bracha for mazon. In other words, it's not like when you go from mazon from ala michya to birkas azan. You're going to a lower, more general level. I'm saying it's two. They are both in the same realm of mazon. They're two forms of mazon, right? They're two forms of mazon. So therefore, Chazal though already said that this is the bracha for mazon. For this mazon, this is the bracha. For the peros, it's not really a bracha on the aspect of mazon. It's a bracha on shevach and on ala peros, yala gefen. It's not on that aspect of it. They're not saying be mishabeach the mazon aspect of it. Be mishabeach back to the bria of peros and gefen. But of course, they also partake in a more general sense with zon, with mazon. So it's like a gen. It's like a. That's what I'm saying before. It's a lot. The logical rule is this. You can argue with me on the. You can ask me a question about the rule, or you can ask me a question about the specific. the rule is that a general bracha will suffice a specific chiyuv, a chiyuv for a specific bracha. For instance, if I have to make a bracha on lechem and I make the bracha of shahakol, I'm yotzei. Of course, lechem is part of hakol, right? Correct. But if there are two ways to reference a specific thing, two specific references, and Chazal said use this specific reference, then Chazal are negating the other specific reference, and it will not work. Because that is not the specific Shevach that they said. If you choose to use the specific Shevach, you must use the one Chazal said. General is different. You'll be Yotze general in a different way. But you can't be Yotze in the same way with the bracha that Chazal did not choose. You can't make up your own bracha for this in a specific way. You understand what I'm saying? So by Tamarim, Chazal said a specific, but now you do it by accident in general. Yotze. But by Mizonos, it's the Muslim is not general. That is the specific. Because it's Muslim. So now it's just two specifics. I'm turning the Birkas of Muslim into from a general into a specific. Maybe that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Right. When you're thinking about Tamarim, it's a general.
You say general.
Right. That's exactly the point.
Makes sense. Like saying what?
You can think that when I say, yeah.
When you're saying the bracha on the specific, when you say on the bracha on specific like peros, right? You're not giving shevach for the general of like that it's muslim, right?
You are.
When you're saying the bracha, when you're saying the bracha on peros, right? You're not giving the shevach on in general mazon.
That's right.
You're not
giving the bracha on peros.
Just like right.
So now it's like saying a shahakol. So instead of that, I'll say a shahakol. Okay, I'm yotzei. It's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. But I'll be yotzei. Right? It's like the Gemara says, can you make, what if you make a bar priyah dhamma on an eitz? On a bar priyah eitz. Mission, right? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas on mission. It's not so posh, but it's good. It depends. It depends if you hold that the ikar of the fruit is the earth. So then you can say, in a more general sense, even the priha eitz is a priha dhamma. Okay. But if they're two specifics, this is the priha eitz, this is the priha dhamma, you can't say you're going to use it as a specific bracha. It has to be that it falls back into a more general sense. Otherwise, you can't just use one specific or another specific. It's not possible. If this is specific, you can't use it. That's what specific means. Special to this thing. Right? Just guessing that that's the origin of the word specific. But, definitely not. Okay.
Which specific and then like.
Yourself?
Yeah.
The other of the Shivas Haminim, let's say olives or figs.
Right.
So they make our din, they wouldn't get benching. They're just getting the main shalosh because
they don't get benching.
Right. Right. So but they're getting their main shalosh because significance of Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. That is an interesting point.
But they both end up at the same
standard. That is an interesting point. That the full Birkas Hamazon has different aspects to it. The machayev over there is really Yisrael. I mean, you change the bracha, don't you? If it's peros seho, right?
If you're in Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
If it's more specific, the bracha too.
You really depending on what you ate.
Right.
We hold that one.
Many hold that one. No, I think that's the
question. That if you're in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
I think it's in the show.
Yeah,
it's probably one.
Yeah. He didn't help me.
Because that's the difference between what we were saying yesterday and the way that he says because it's Muslim.
I was saying yesterday that since you're sorted, the Gavra is in a different state, and that's what allows them to be Mavar in general. But here he's saying, no, it's because this is mazon generally. You don't need to go into that whole other idea. You just say it's specifically on this thing as it's mazon, as opposed to saying it's a bracha in general on the sustaining the world. That you have to be put into a certain... We were saying yesterday, you have to be put into a certain state in order to be mishabeach on the whole system. But he's saying, no, much more simple. That it's mazon, and that's why you don't have a problem with yayin is soyed and tamar am I not soyed. That was difficult. I mean, he dispensed that whole thing. That tamarim and yayin, tamarim, the Gemara says, is mazon zayni, and yayin, apparently he's holding, so it can only be on something that is also a mazon. That also has the aspect of mazon to it. And that's the weak link. That's the weak link in the argument. The Gemara doesn't say yayin is mazon zayni. This is a zayin. But he's saying soed, since the Gemara had a havamina, it shows you the Gemara felt that, since the Gemara had a havamina, the Gemara does indicate that the bracha of mazon, in a general sense, does relate to wine too. Just like it relates to tomorrow, in a general sense.
I just got confused with why yesterday you were talking about the difference between...
Why are you going on with what we were doing yesterday? I'm trying to give them a shot. Why are you so concerned? Forget yesterday ever happened. Can we do that? If we forgot yesterday ever happened, we'd be fine. Yeah, where's it going? You can't ask me a kasha from yesterday to today because I'm saying we're changing the shot. Unless you're saying it's the same. That's the only kasha you can ask.
No, I'm just not clear if you're still relying on... I thought yesterday you were saying the idea that there's a difference between being chayav l'chakil and birkas mazon and being yotzei b'di'evet, because l'chakil has to be that you're in a certain state.
That's the same. That question is still different. That question we're not touching. We're not changing. We're not discussing that. That question I'm not adding anything to. I'm not taking anything away from. That's a question of what the kaviyas does to make you chayav l'chakila. That could be. That could still be that you have to be in a certain state. It's not, you're not roy to be mishabeach unless you're in a certain state. But that doesn't do. What we're doing with why it works b'di'evet. That's the only thing we're changing. That's what we don't know. You don't have to go to an idea of soed and the gavra to explain why what he's saying, why he yotzi b'di'evet. Because he's saying he yotzi with the first bracha alone, because it is mazon.
Saying there's kind of two levels of mazon, right? Between michya and let's say mazon and mezon zayin, is different.
That's right. Yeah, because like we say, what's the halacha if you say? You say you're not going to have mazon, then you can't have mazonos. But I don't think you can have tamarim. So that's my answer. That's how I'm answering the question of why Tosfos says you're not going to be yotzei because of mazon on that, because that is mazon. These can function as mazon. So they can be referred to mazon in a general sense, but they're not. Their definition is not mazon.
Yayin
and tamarim. But everything else is just Zion.
There's no real difference between Pas and Mazonos, right? Except
no, it's
in terms
apparently
of
just
Kvias.
A question of Kvias, okay. Right? That's purely a question of Kvias. That you're not soed on, a person doesn't relate to Mazon, to Mine Mazonos as an entity of soed. Right? See, apparently the idea of Kvias over there is that mazon is different than mizonos is different than bread because it has matur of a tavlin. It's different things in it, different aspects to it. So you have to. It has to be clear that you're relating to it for the mazon aspect of it in order to be chayev on the birkas mazon. The kvias means that you're not using it as a base of flavors and textual experience. You're really cutting through all the fanfare to the pure mazon aspect. You understand what I'm saying? The guy has a glazed donut. The bread in it. I mean, it has flour. It has all the ingredients of bread, right? It just has a lot of extra things in there. Right? So it has to be when you're koveya suda, that shows you that the ikr that you're relating to, you're really relating to it in its ikr substance of bread. You're not you're not trying to get, you're not trying to use the, to distort the bread into a base of a pleasure of purely type of base experience. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm not.
The kvias is to extract the kvias. To eat a lot of it is to show that you really would have just rather had a piece of bread. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to like condense the bread quality of it to extract the full benefit of the bread. You can't do it in one piece of cake because it has so much other stuff in it. It's not nicker from the cake. How you're relating to it? Are you relating to it in its underlying quality of dough, or for the extras? You know what I'm saying? The kvias means you're really tapping into the underlying idea of the sustaining value of the bread substance in it, as opposed to just using the bread substance as a means of delicacy.
So if you eat a ton of donuts,
try it at the bench.
So what if it's not possible to kiss them? If it's just
that's different. Sur sapas. I mean, okay. Why you have to sur sapas?
Okay.
As opposed to boiled. What?
But that's a
normal that you can do. In other words, you could look at pasa bobekistan, which is a very complicated sugya. I'm just trying to pull out a possible idea. You could look at pasa bobekistan as an idea of pas, a latent pas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a latent pas that's dressed up. You know what I'm saying? And the kvias shows that you're relating to that latent entity of the pas. That's really what your kvias is. That's really what you're relating to. So as long as it has the tsuras of pas in general, it'll sort of strip away everything else and make your kvias on the underlying latent pas. That'll never happen by spaghetti.
Right.
You understand?
That might apply to cakes, but
you're saying? Yeah, of course. But yayin is different. When you're kovea on yayin, you're just trying to change the yayin to something else. It's not like a latency in the yayin that you're going to reveal. You know what I'm saying? That's why the kvias by pas is different than the kvias by yayin. Kvias by yayin, you just want to take this thing and make it into something else. But by the possible, by the mizonos, it's different because it really does exist in it. It's just so covered over in other things, it's going to take a lot to get down to that ikker.
I understand why, how you're explaining why possible kissing you can have kvias on, but I don't see how you're explaining why kvias is what determines benching.
Oh, because the kvias, kovea su'uda means that now you're relating to it. You need the kvias in the possible kissing since it's not normally.
So how about regular, like regular anything? When they were.
No, I'm not explaining that.
Okay, okay.
I'm explaining how the kvias gets you back to the idea of bread.
Okay, so far. Yeah. Now I understand.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But that's a still a good question. I don't want to just jump to an answer in the kvias. Let's think about it. It's a good question. All right.
Is that in our garden possible to kiss?
Yeah. All right. This next sugya is it has a couple of different aspects to it, right? It has pur and it has bracha. And a little bit of truma. Yeah.
Before
we go, did you say one more? Dash of Because whenever there's a specific bracha, I'm saying, and Chazal said, use this specific bracha, right? That is the only specific bracha that will be good. Okay? Even though I can say there's another specific bracha out there, but Chazal already said they were kovea this bracha. Let me put it this way. You have a chiyuv to make this bracha. Okay. And, yeah.
This specific bracha happens to be one that's so general that it seems like good anything. So, yeah.
But they both are equal in that sense. They're both equal in that sense. So relative to one another, you can't say one is more specific and one is more general.
Right, but they're both so general. Like in my mind, I think that is like they could be interchangeable.
But that's why they're called specific in this case. In other words, if they're too general, if they both are the same type of a bracha, right? Then you can't say one is going to pater the other one. You can't ever substitute one thing for the other. Torah, if the Chacham say make a bari priya eitz, you can't just make up a new bracha that is very specific. Even though it's specific, you can't make up a new bracha for a priya eitz. That's the bracha that they said. Say this bracha, bari priya eitz. But if I say shahakol, it's not that I'm yotzei my chiyuv of saying a bari priya eitz, right? But I gave a more general shevach than the one I was supposed to give, and now it's ola as a shevach, and I just undercut my whole chiyuv. Okay.
Because you're trying to do the main shalosh with the birkas and others, so that's considered like changing the mafia.
So it has to be. I can't be yotzei a specific bracha with the wrong specific bracha, even if it makes sense. Can't be yotzei one specific bracha with another specific bracha. Okay. But I can remove my chiyuv of making that specific bracha if I make a more general bracha. Okay, so from Allah eitz to Hazanas Hakol, that's going from a specific to a more general. But Allah Michya to Hazanas Hakol is not more general. They're not more general. One is not more general than the other. One is not more general than the other. So you can't say that I undercut my chiyuv of this bracha because I went deeper into the maybe it's an osa maisa bracious, but it's I didn't undercut it. I didn't remove my chiyuv.
But it's not just that it moves more general. It's that because the thing is so general, it encompasses the thing that is more particular.
But that means to say.
So what I don't understand is that when you have the one thing that's so general, if it encompasses another thing that is so general, then the two
it doesn't. It doesn't. You can't say which encompasses which. They're equal. They don't encompass each other. It's not like a fruit is also. It's not like the fruit of a tree is also the fruit of the ground. So if instead of saying bari priya eitz, I said bari priya dama, I say ad bari priya dama also encompasses bari priya eitz. Right?
You're saying neither one encompasses.
Neither one encompasses the other. They're just different forms of the same thing. So now they're two specific forms of the same type of bracha. And Chazal say, use this specific. So if I try to use another one, I'm going to substitute a specific for another one. And I didn't remove my general chiyuv of being a shabeach by going to a more general format. Yeah.
In the bracha hazan, it says lechem, right? So shouldn't that exclude yayin and anything other than bread? Shouldn't that be like an acting as specific?
Apparently it's not a
lechem in Hashemaya.
meaning I could then see that making a very good argument.
It's lechem among other things.
It's lechem
chobasa. Yeah, lechem, yeah. Lechem is a critical like, term also.
Right. Lechem chobasa, right.
Yeah. Lechem in Hashemaya.
Chobasa
is mine. Right. Like lechem is a lechem.
But I mean, like, if you're going to say that the bracha, when it specifically even states lechem, that's not being specific, then how can you say that it excludes the Alam Echiyah?
The psicha and the chasima don't have anything to do with lechem. That's the
ikar
of the bracha. Yeah.
Well, we're saying that by, let's take tomorrow, Mariyan, right, that you have to make a bracha on the muzzon.
You don't have to.
You can, though.
Right.
But what we do in practice is not a bracha on the general muzzon, right? It's
right.
Just not particular food.
Right.
Sure. Okay.
So, why does each one get each one? Why does each food get each bracha? What's the difference?
Ketz and mevorchen. That's the whole affair.
That's a good question.
What do you mean by that?
No. But like what's the difference between if neither one encompasses the other? Like, what's the difference between the two?
By Al Michya and because you're not chay. Al Michya is midrabbana. Midaraisa, you're only chay on the pas midaraisa. You only chay because Muslim midaraisa. But al the michya, the mizonos is like a midrabanan of the bread, but in its format, it's the same. It's just a condensation of the bracha that you would make on bread. right? I think that's right.
Why is the format the same?
Because it's the same Muslim. It's just on Muslim. It's essentially on Muslim. It's not like Alan Peros is on Peros and this is on Muslim. They're both on Muslim.
Just Rabbanon Bracha.
They're two specific formats of one Bracha. So Chazal say this one, and this Matbea doesn't exist. Now, if Chazal choose one Matbea over another, then other Matbea doesn't exist. But the more general Shavach still exists. Right? Because I'll choose one specific matbeah over another, then the other matbeah doesn't exist. It's a bracha vatala. It doesn't have any existence. Where does it exist? Where? Tell me where it exists. On this specific? No, something's already here on this specific. In a more general sense, it's not more general. You know what I'm saying? If you take if you take an apple, you can say on this apple two brachos exist. Because it has a specific idea and a general idea. So they both exist. But two specifics don't exist. So the bracha, so if Chazal say on cake, the bracha is ala michya, then Hazan as a kol just simply has no existence. It's like you're saying, gibberish. It just is not a bracha relating to this thing. And you can't say it relates to it in a more general sense because it's not more general.
Seat's taken.
That's right. I mean, I think it's logical. I think it's a point of logic.
You know, whereas tomorrow when we say that since it's Mazon, the bracha of Allah is on work, because that's a more general quality.
That's right, it exists simultaneously. There are two ways you can go.
But when you make the regular bracha name shalom,
one doesn't
really
exclude the other. One doesn't exclude the other, right?
Meaning when you make the bracha name shalom, which you really should have made lechatchila on tomorrow, that's not really going on the Muslim quality?
That's right. It's going on the Paris quality.
But since there is a Muslim quality, so...
That's right. It's just like Bari Pira Eitz and Shaka on the Avero.
Right.
But the Rashbam held, the Rashbam seems to apparently held that that the Alam Mikya is just a condensed, is just like a Petur. You can be Yotze with the Alam Mikya, you'll definitely be Yotze with the Birkas HaMazon. Yeah. But you apparently you'd only have to say all three.
By the, by Alat Peros, let's say.
Yeah.
So if it's the first bracha really, it really isn't really on Muslim, the first part of the bracha isn't really on Muslim, why do you need the next two? So it's not really an accurate condensation of benching, because the first bracha isn't really...
No, the first bracha is substituting a general Muslim with a specific.
Right, so... I don't know, let me try to formulate my question better.
How is the
Me'en
Shalosh a condensed version of the Muslim? Yeah.
Well, if you look at it, it has the three aspects. It has Mazon, it has the food. There's food, it has the Yisrael, and the Mishlein. Those are the three brachas.
That was the Meitav in it too?
Right. Okay.
And Arba?
All right. Gufa. Gufa. Goofa Kasha. All right. You want to start? You want to take the first? How far did you get over here?
We went to two dots, but we didn't really think about it so much. We didn't really try
mostly. All right. So let's see. So let's do some of the Rishon. There's a Dutos over here. Lo Yarenu. Okay. It argues on Rashi. The question of really is really a focus of Rafua. Really a focus of Rafua on Shabbos. And take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. He also goes through both sheets. But take a look at the Rambam. Because the Rambam is different than Rashi. Okay? The Rambam says that you make a shackle right? The Rambam is difficult. Difficult Rambam. He says you make a shackle on olive oil. You drink it alone. Rashi says you wouldn't make any broth drink it alone. Right? The Rambam still says you still make a shackle. Olive oil.
Even though it's painful.
Even though it's not good for you. Well, it's a question of what a Zuki Mazik is.
So you're not learning that it's not a feeling, okay?
That's right.
Well, does Rashi say it's not achila?
It's just not hot.
Rashi
says it's uzu mazik
gufe. It's uzu mazik gufe.
He's saying it's not
achila. Usually work together.
But then Rashi. No, he's saying it's not achila.
Well, you're doing a ma'aseh achila by saying it's like a disorder. It's not bar achila. He says ein zu achila shetuna bracha.
Just not Rashi. I thought he was saying Inzo Achila Shetuna Bracha, meaning this is an Achila, and Achila will be what will require a Bracha.
Because
the next word is, because Pesach says V'achalta. It's got to be V'achalta, and it's not Achila. And Achila is what will require a Bracha. It's too forced.
He's not a Bar Achila. True, but can you do Achila to something that's not Bar Achila?
Isn't that the definition of Bar Achila?
Yeah.
You ever see the Pshat, or is it Kafar? He says, why does Rambam call the, why is it called Ma'acholos, what is it called, Ma'acholos
Asuros?
Why is it called Ma'acholos Asuros? It should be called Ochlim Asuros. Is it ochalim asurim, foods that are asur? Right? She says that would mean ochalim asurim, means foods that are asur. What is it? Ma'achalim asuros.
Edibles?
So he says, because there are certain things that are not really food, but you can't do the ma'isa achilut to them either. Ochalim asurim would mean it has to be a food. But like the gita nush is not really a food. Not a food, but you're not allowed to eat it.
Is he saying olive oil is
more
in
line
food?
With the philosophy too. It's not about
the rock food.
That's what I'm saying.
It's about the ramen.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying it's not about
like
no
rock. Individual.
No
rock.